Thank you for bearing with us. We'll only have one more set change after we're done. Great job, Selma High School. I thought they sounded wonderful. How about one more round of applause for Selma? Great job. All right. Our first piece, Fantasia in G. It was written for and premiered by the St. Olaf College Band. Composer Timothy Marr is one of the most sought-after composers for current wind band literature and is the director of the nationally known St. Olaf Band. I actually had the pleasure of meeting him in Seattle a few months ago at this College Band Directors Association conference, and really nice guy, and I told him we were doing this piece, so he was excited about us playing it. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a wonderful piece by Timothy Marr, Fantasia in G.
Thank you.
Composer Carter Pan is only 39 years old, but is well on his way to becoming one of the top composers in the United States. He studied composition and piano at the Eastman School of Music and the University of Michigan, where he earned a doctoral degree in musical arts. His works have been performed by many college orchestras and bands throughout the country, and he currently teaches composition and theory at the University of Colorado at Boulder. This piece was written for his nephew, and I think kind of suggests, I'm reading into this, but it's called Hold This Boy and Listen. And he wrote it for his nephew, probably thinking of a boy maybe daydreaming. I really like the way this piece has a lot of different timbres, different colors, different orchestrations. It's not your usual type of piece. And I've really enjoyed it, and I think the students are getting into it more and more as we learn about the piece. So it's very subtle. It's probably one of the harder pieces we play, even though it's slow, but it has a lot of interesting chords, a lot of modern chord progressions. And I think that you will enjoy it. This was written just a few years ago in 2008. This is Hold This Boy and Listen by Carter Pan. Composer Frank Ticelli may be the most often performed composer of band music today. We have played many of his pieces in the past and will continue to do so, I'm sure. He is currently on the faculty of USC as composer in residence. This piece conjures up images of an army approaching from a distance and then engaging in battle. One of the main harmonic characteristics is placing major chords next to each other at the interval of a tritone. So if any of you are here from class for music appreciation, talk to your teacher about tritones. It's a very interesting and popular concept, which is three whole tones apart. You'll first hear this theme in the muted solo trumpet and then develop throughout the piece. This is Frank Ticelli's Fortress.
Thank you.
As soon as we get a music stand, we would now like to feature Daniel Ridgway on a classic Arthur Pryor trombone solo. Arthur Pryor was born in 1870 and died in 1942 and was a trombone virtuoso, bandleader, and soloist with the Sousa Band. If you were to name the most often performed trombone solo of the early 19th century, it would most, excuse me, 20th century, it would most likely be the Bluebells of Scotland. Daniel Ridgway is a 2009 Selma High graduate with a squeaky stand. Daniel is an outstanding musician. He was an all-state and county honor band for five straight years. He's been a member of the Northern California Community Honor Band every year at Fresno City College, as well as 2 years when he was in high school but playing in a community college. And he was the first chair there for four of those years. He toured last summer with the Celebrant Singers in the U.S. As well as Haiti. Just an outstanding trombone player. Glad he's here. And since he went to Selma High, I thought this would be very appropriate to feature him. Would you please welcome on trombone solo, Mr. Daniel Ridgway.
Thank you.
Those Selma Bears can produce some trombone players, huh? How about that? Yeah, it's just great to have Daniel in the band. There's a lot of notes for that slide trombone. I think he did great. All right, we're going to totally change gears here. I'll play a wonderful piece that really grown to enjoy. I think this is probably one of the prettiest pieces we've ever played in a long time. The composer wrote this piece for his wife, Lindsay, on piano, and then adapted it for the band. I think it's just a beautiful love song, something he wrote for his wife with a lot of feeling. This will feature our staff accompanist Matt Horton on piano, as well as Chris Golden on the French horn and Jackson Grant on the flute. I wanted to tell you, since we have Mr. Matt Horton over here, Matt and Olga Quercia. Matt is our staff accompanist here at City College, and Olga Quercia is our staff piano instructor. They will be playing a Gershwin set this Saturday at 2 p.m. in the old administration building, and they're fantastic, so you might want to check that out. Okay, so this is a wonderful piece by Andrew Boyson entitled Song for Lindsay. We'd like to close our portion of the program with The Wizard of Oz. As soon as we're done with this, we'll have a very quick, hopefully, set change, bring up Selma High, and do two more combined pieces for you. What can you say about The Wizard of Oz, arguably the most popular musical of all time? Arranger James Barn was guest conductor for one of our past All-State Honor Bands here, actually in Fresno, and used this arrangement to close his performance. With the popularity of the hit musical Wicked, which was just through town here, I thought this would be a very appropriate piece to end the program. I'm sure you'll recognize We're Off to See the Wizard, The Merry Old Land of Oz, If I Only Had a Brain, The Witch is Dead, and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. This is a great arrangement by wonderful composer James Barnes. This is The Wizard of Oz.
Thank you.